Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Cheryl. I'm with the Nord Foundation. Jack, I see that you're on the call.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's all yours.
So we'll give it 2 more minutes and see if anyone else joins.
Okay.
And in the meantime, if everyone could just put their name and their organization in the chat, just so we have a list. And if you want to put your email as well, just so we can have emails as well in case there's any other updates in the future.
Great. Great idea. Great. Great.
Great. So we'll go ahead and get started. As Cheryl said, my name is Jack Shavitz, and I am in the Mayor's Office of Youth and Families. Cheryl, do you want to introduce yourself?
Good afternoon. My name is Cheryl Mindy. I'm with the Nord Foundation.
Great. Thank you. So as everyone knows, this, of course, is the pre-submittal conference meeting, non-mandatory meeting for the Citywide Parks and Recreation Master Plan. We'll just have a few slides to present with some basic information about the RFP, all of which is, of course, included in the RFP. And then we will offer the opportunity for questions. Cheryl is recording this right now, so we will post this to NORD Foundation's website after this meeting so that you can review it. And if there are questions we're not able to answer at this time, we can definitely follow up with everyone. And we will post all of the answers to any questions, you know, publicly on NORD's website. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen here. And I will just run through this presentation pretty quickly, and then we can open it up to questions. And if you have questions during the presentation, feel free to put them in the chat. So I'll go ahead and give a start. As I said, my name is Jack Shavitz. I'm in the Office of Youth and Families, and here with Cheryl Mindy, who's with the NORD Foundation. This is, of course, the pre-submittal conference meeting. To give a quick overview of the process and the RFP, NORD Foundation is seeking a qualified firm to provide services for the Comprehensive Citywide Parks and Recreation Master Plan. To give a little background on the master plan, the Mayor's Office of Youth and Families and NORD jointly applied through a grant from the National Recreation and Parks Association to support the master plan and received a grant in, I believe, July of 2021, a $433,800 grant to support the development of a parks master plan. The goal of creating a parks master plan was something that was facilitated by the Parks Millage, which was passed by voters in May of 2019. And as part of that agreement, agreement was signed between the city, City Park, Audubon, and Parks and Parkways at NORD to support a number of developments, including committing each of the partners to commit to a master plan. So to give a little bit of information about the plan itself and the project specifically, as I said, this will be led by the Mayor's Office of Youth and Families and the Nord Foundation, in partnership with the city's other major park agencies, which include Nord C, Parks and Parkways, City Park, Audubon, and then multiple community-based organizations. The frame for this is really focused on two specific priorities. The first is expanding equitable access to parks and recreation, and two is building environmental resilience through the parks and recreation system. The planning process will ultimately commence once a consultant is selected and a contract is executed after the RFP process is finalized, but the plan will have to be completed by July 1st, 2023. And then there's some key dates. So of course, the RFP went live on the Nord Foundation website on May 24th. The deadline for DBE interest was June 6th. Today is our pre-submittal conference. And again, we will post this on the Nord Foundation's website. The deadline for submitting questions is June 20th. If you do submit a question, we will respond to you directly, but we'll also post all the responses to the questions publicly on Nord's website. So those will be posted once we receive all the questions and as an addendum to the RFP so that people can, the public and potential respondents can review them. The deadline is July 8th. We will have the evaluation by the selection committee on or about July 13th. That could change depending on scheduling, but that's the date we have right now. And then notification would happen within 1 to 2 days of the evaluation by the selection committee. Here's just a short bit of information about the selection process. So the committee will grade respondents on both technical criteria and a price proposal. Again, this is all from the RFP, but the first piece is the technical criteria, which is experience of firm, lead staffing experience, project plan, and DBE. And then the other component is a price proposal. So again, that will selection committee process will happen on around July 13th. Where the ultimate respondent will be selected during that meeting. That's all the information we really have to present today. Again, this was all from the RFP. So we will open it up now to opportunity for anyone to ask any questions you'd have about the RFP, the process, anything that you're interested in.
Can you provide a list of the DBEs that submitted by the June 6th deadline?
Yes, we can't provide it right now because I don't have it in front of me, but we can, I think. Let me review that list and I think we can probably post it publicly, but I'll follow up on that.
Okay, thank you.
Jack, you did such a great job. We don't have questions.
Thank you.
I'll ask a question. Thanks for this presentation, Zach, with HRNA advisors. Can you talk more about the millage and the expected role of partners in the implementation, or kind of what that sort of expectation is?
Sure. Yeah, I'll pull up the RP just so I'm speaking on it. Sure. But so as I mentioned, in 2019, the city through Mayor Cantrell proposed a new allocation of the city's millage dollars that support the city's four major park agencies. That was between Nord C, which is the Norland Recreation Development Commission, Parks and Parkways, which is a city agency, and then City Park and Audubon Nature Institute. So that millage was passed in May of 2019. As part of the millage initiative, the partners signed a contract that committed each to a number of initiatives and objectives, which one of that was to support a parks master plan. So that was really the impetus for the parks master plan and for this process. So those partners will be, you know, supporting roles in the master plan. But it, you know, the project management component of it will be led by, you know, the NORD and the mayor's office at Youth and Families.
Thank you.
I have a question related to City Park and Audubon specifically. So each of those parks has their own master plan independent of this. So can you talk a little bit about like how the overlap between those would work?
Sure. So I think, you know, the part of the master plan, I'll go to the kind of the statement of needs. But I think part of that will be reviewing, you know, other plans, whether that's, you know, this, as you said, the strategic plans of those agencies, whether, and as well as, for example, the city's master plan or other, you know, environmental resilience plans. So I think it's meant to be, you know, aligned with those plans and ensure, you know, that there, again, that there's just alignment with those plans and their priorities.
Okay, so we would basically need to reference those and make sure that what we propose jives with what they have.
Yeah, I think that's correct, yeah.
Hey, Jack.
Okay, and then, go ahead. Yeah.
Hey, so this is Larry Barabino, CEO of NORD. So just to also give some insight, the citywide master plan that we're developing, which as it encompasses not only NORD and the four park partners, it encompasses all park and recreation space in the city of New Orleans. But also there's a stormwater resiliency component of this as well, and stormwater retention component of it as well. And with saying that, I don't think that Audubon Institute nor City Parks master plan includes anything as it relates to stormwater retention and stormwater management. So you definitely can use their current master plans as a working tool in the process of developing it, but it's not the be all for the individual entities, because again, the ultimate goal is making and creating one citywide parks and rec master plan with this process. And of course, having the stormwater retention and stormwater management component included in this as well, which neither of those have in their master plans.
Great. May I follow up on Mr. Barabino's comment?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Are there definitions of equity and resilience that you are expecting us to use or would prefer us to use? Or is part of the scope seeking us to define equity beyond access and, you know, define resilience as well?
We can, I think, in terms of, are you saying like when we say equitable access to parks?
Yes.
I mean, I think the standard we have in here was a 10-minute walk as in what we're thinking about as, you know, kind of access. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the city or NORD, you know, has kind of a definition specifically of equity or of resilience that we already have. But I would say that, you know, how I think these are kind of some of the characteristics is a 10-minute walk is how we're thinking about, you know, what's just in the RFP about access.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Great. Well, if you haven't put your name and your organization email in the chat, if you could do that, that would be great, just so we have a list of everyone who joined. We can stay on for a few more minutes if anyone has any questions. But of course, as I said, the deadline for submitting questions is June 20th. So if you do have questions about any components of the RFP, you can submit those to Cheryl, and this, you know, we'll provide a response to you specifically, and then those questions will be also posted to the North website as well, so that those are public. And as I said, we'll post the recording of this meeting as well to that website.
I don't have the pens.
Okay, well, I think if that's all the questions everyone has, again, thank you for joining this call. And again, if you do have further questions, you can submit them in writing, and we will, you know, be sure to answer them to the best of our abilities and post them publicly.
Yes, and you could just send them to my email address, which is CherylM@NordFoundation.org. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Jack.
Thank you.
Just copy some information.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well,
okay. I'm just kind of writing down some of these people, some of the guests.
Yeah, I saved the chat. So,
okay. Fabulous. Good. You could send me a copy of it. I'll save it as well. Great job.
Okay.
All right. So, we're all good.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Thanks. Bye. And let it go. Ford. Gina. And meeting for all.